Are you going to do your stinger?
Nope. Okay. Because I unrecorded. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Gayish Mike says he did work for them for 6 years. See, I told you.
I turned off the recording. Well, it looks like the recording may have worked tonight.
Recording stopped.
YouTube, I'm going to end the live stream to YouTube.
Yes. So, goodbye, YouTube. Hey, if you want to still hear us, you can go over to pride48.com.
Too late. Already turned off.
Goodbye. Oh, that's right. Kathy Marshall is an ex-Microsoft. Kathy Marshall used to work for Microsoft Research, and I participated in one of her research studies once.
I always knew you should be involved in a study.
I studied.
I'm going to get a drink because I am thirsty.
Okay. I have to pee really badly. Well, so
it'll take me like 30
seconds. All right, cool. I'll just hold it. That's what it is. I'll just hold it right now. I don't know why this little stinger here. I love this little stinger here. No, it's right here.
Yeah, that's good. Welcome to the mix.
Welcome to the mix. Let's turn it up loud. And I like that. It's like...
It sounds very bop.
The only podcast you adore, Adam.
The only podcast you adore.
Yeah, it's the only podcast you adore.
Welcome to the mix.
That's stupid for as little work as I did. I literally typed a prompt. You know what I'm saying?
Mike says, I feel like this song is selling me hair gel.
Yeah. Welcome to the mix.
In the 80s, right? It sounds very 80s.
I need to tinkle, and then we can try that again with like a country thing or whatever. We'll do it here. We'll do it live, Adam. I'll be right back.
We're doing it live. Doing it live. Or cremation. Yeah, cremation planning. Exactly. I've been thinking. You know, I always said I want to be buried. I want to keep all of me intact. And I don't know why. But I always said, how often do people ask you that question? But when I was asked, I would say, no, I want to be buried. I want a coffin or whatever, really nice. I want to be, you know, whatever. And now I'm like, do I really? Like, maybe being cremated would be fine, you know? Do I really want to be? So I don't know. I may be changing my position on cremation. So who knows? Maybe I'll get an ad for cremation and I'll prepay for the barbecue special. Anyway, so the chocolate comes, I think, on Tuesday because I wanted to be home from work. So I selected Tuesday. So I'll let everyone know if it's worth the money or not. I mean, it's being flown in from France. I sound like new money. You ever watch a show and they're talking about new money and how they behave differently than like old money or whatever? That sounds like something like, oh, I have my chocolates flown in from France. And they'd be like, that is like on the Gilded Age or something. They'd be like, that is so new money.
Welcome to the mix. All right. Let me get to here. Great. Where's my library?
Arkansas.
All right, I have 30 credits left here, Adam. So let's make it.
Wait, Mike is asking, where do I want my ashes to land? To land? I just want them to put them in a jar, and I don't know, put them in a back shelf somewhere.
If I outlive you, do I get to Do I get some of the ashes?
I want all of my friends and family to wear a little vial around their neck with just a little bit of my ashes in them.
I feel like this is one of those things where I'll just say yes, but you'll be dead, so you won't know that I'll never do that.
No, this is it. Mike, I figured it out. You know, I hadn't really gotten that far in my planning, but now that you're asking all these questions, I figured it out. It is I want to be spread out into multiple vials that are then hung on necklaces and worn by my devoted listeners.
What style would you like our theme song to be in?
Oh, I thought we were doing a throwing down theme song for Adam and Joe.
Oh, is that what you want to do?
In a country.
Oh, okay. So
country.
A country song about, no, a country song intro.
A country song podcast intro.
Intro for a podcast.
For a podcast. Called, hosted.
Oh, hold on. I want to get the name in there. Throwing down. Right? I put the apostrophe effort. Throwing.
Sure.
Throwing down. A country song for intro for a podcast called Throwing Down. What would you, now further refine this for me, please.
It is hosted by a gay Mexican in LA named Joe.
Yep.
And a Southern white daddy from Arkansas.
Yes.
They talk about life and food.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
I mean, unless you want to add anything else. What else? What else?
No. All right. Let's see what it does. Let's see what it does. I've got 30 credits. Let's do this. All right. So this is not super fast.
It's
going to take a minute or two that.
Is it going to start singing? Gosh.
You mean
it takes a minute to get a complete... Yeah.
By the way, this song. The website that I'm using for this particular experiment that we're about to try right now is Suno, SUNO.com. I am using my free account, so I have not yet paid them anything. All right, here we go. Throwing down country lively. Ready?
In a small town cafe where the jukebox plays, two friends came together in the warm summer haze. From different worlds they came with stories to share. Joe and Adam, a duo with a podcast that cares. Joe's got that Mexican spice, a flavor so bold. This quick wit and charm, the story must be told. And Adam, that southern twang, as sweet as homemade pie. Their friendship shines bright as a summer sunny sky. Throwing down, they talk about life and food. From barbecue to tacos, they set the mood. With laughter and heart, they bring us all in. Join Joe.
I mean, the lyrics are very cheesy, but the songs are not bad. Like,
in new laughter and heart, they bring us all in. Join Joe and Adam on this podcast they're spinning.
We're two-stepping right now.
I'm just saying, they do not know how to be brief, do they? It's like, come on, read room, in the zone.
No, already. You're like, hey, this is an intro. It should be 30 seconds or like 10 seconds.
All right,
or
here we go.
You should send that to Joe.
Hold on. They always do two
in a
of them.
Town cafe where the jukebox plays.
I want to remind you, this is going to be a different style, but the lyrics remain the same. So this is just a different take on the exact same lyrics.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
Let me go back one. Here we go.
In a small town cafe where the jukebox plays, two friends came together in the warm summer haze. From different worlds they came with stories to share. Joe and Adam, a duo with a podcast that cares. Joe's got that Mexican spice, a flavor so bold. With his quick wit and charm, the story must be told. And Adam, that southern twang,
it sounds like Alabama.
As sweet as homemade pie, their friendship shines.
It does, you're right.
Summer's sunny sky.
Well, I haven't thought about them in a long time.
They talk about life and food.
Yeah.
From barbecue to tacos, they set the mood. With laughter and heart, they bring us all in. Join Joe and Adam on this podcast they're spinning.
So,
and 97.1 the Eagle.
Here's the thing. All of this so far has just been me typing in a prompt and letting it. I don't see the lyrics. I don't get to change them ahead of time or whatever. But Suno does have a custom mode where you can provide the lyrics yourself. So if you,
yeah,
you can write your, like, you can have ChatGPT write you a lyric for a song about your show, and then you can keep tweaking it until, you know, and editing it until you get something that you really like. And then you can take it over to Suno and just give it that lyric, just give it that pile of lyrics and say, here, make this song as a country song, as a, because we can take this same thing. I said a country song. All right. So what other style? Salsa?
Salsa?
Yeah. Salsa song, I think. Are you going to do that? You want to try that?
Sure.
What, what is that fucking, what is that fucking beep?
Daniel. That's the first sign of like dementia. Like
it is
hearing.
It
beeps.
Is. Do I need to stop the summary? Is it just reminding me that the meeting summary is happening? I don't know. I don't know what it is. All right. Salsa. No, no, it wasn't that. Oh my God. It's driving me insane. Here we go, Adam. The salsa version of the throwing down. Now I'm assuming that this generated new lyrics. Here we go. That's it. That's it. Oh, wait, there's more.
I like the instrumentation, like in the, the lyrics are crappy, but the, the melody's
you
nice.
Can,
they have trumpets.
Yeah.
Breaking stereotypes, a podcast.
That's cooking up appetite.
Appetites, yeah.
Gather round, come take a listen. Oh, wait, hold on. All right, this is the second salsa version. We may stop that. I don't think this
one's very Gloria Estefan.
So let me see what this cost.
Joe's got the spice. Adam brings the heat. Yeah. It's so accurate.
2,500 credits renewed.
We need t-shirts. Right, need merch that say Joe brings the spice. Or
is this
Joe
really beard build? So
Joe adds the spice. Adam brings the heat.
What's 8 times 12?
8 times 12 is 96, maybe?
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. So I'm going to subscribe to this. So I can, we're about out of credits and I definitely want to try something else. So, who are you, Link? I've never heard of you. but you know my phone number, so I guess it's okay. You've sent a code to my phone number that you already know. Thanks, Internet. What was this? New tag collected? What the fuck?
Is polka a type of music that people sang?
You know what?
It's not, right?
I feel like if you asked Google, it would know.
Google? Who asked Google?
Thanks. Say, does polka music include lyrics? It's processing.
It can include lyrics, but it does not always do so. Okay. Polka is...
Sweet. All right. I have 2,500 credits now. All right. So let me go back to create now. So do you want to use ChatGPT to spit out some lyrics and approve the lyrics before we do the song? Or do you want to just have it do everything? Because I feel like right now...
I don't feel like writing song lyrics.
No. I didn't say writing song lyrics. I'm saying did you want to have ChatGPT write you song lyrics that then you can... say yay or nay. What is that?
I don't think there's any difference. I don't think there's any difference in me asking ChatGPT and us just letting.
Yeah, there is a difference because ChatGPT, you could look at the lyrics and go, oh, these are shit. No, try again. That's all I'm saying. You get.
Yeah, I don't
want to
put that much effort into it though.
Wow. All right. Then what do you want me to say? All right. So what do you want the same prompt?
Yeah.
I don't know that I can get back to the same prompt. I'm looking at the interface. All right. Yeah, I see it right here. A salsa song intro for a podcast called Throwing Down.
But we could do a different style, like a EDM. Yeah, EDM.
I'm altering the prompt here. So it wasn't picking up on something that I really wanted it to include. It's hosted by a gay Mexican named Throwing Down. Oh, I can't. I'm blocked. Shit. All right.
You're blocked from what?
I've reached my character limit, I think.
Oh. That's how they get you, that character limit. You think, oh, it's only $96 a year. I get so many credits, they get you on that character limit.
Of the description. All right, so not salsa. What style did you want? What style song did you want?
I wanted EDM. I like my theme songs to be a little EDM-y.
All right. We chased away Mike.
He's never here.
I know.
Normally.
I figured it was music. Oh, Jesus Christ. Threw me. I love how much work you're putting into a Throwing Down theme song, but here on The Mix.
I said, you already had one for The Mix, and I said, oh, we should do a you said we should do a country one, and I said, oh, well, if we're doing country.
Are you ready for some sweet, sweet Throwing Down EDM?
I'm ready. I mean, don't you just want to be at a rave right now? Tripping on something. Tripping on weasels. Fuzzballs? Is that fuzzballs? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Tripping on fuzzballs. I wonder if I asked ChatGPT, could you give me some common drug lingo? I'd probably be like, I'm sorry, I cannot do that.
All right. I think that's it.
Doesn't this remind you of like one of my podcast theme songs?
It's about as long as your old podcast theme song.
Well, you're talking over this
is going
part,
on,
Daniel.
I know this is going on.
You fade it down a little bit. And
today
you keep talking.
Is National Pink Choco Day. It's also National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. I do love me an ice cream sandwich.
I do. I don't really.
All right, here's the second.
But I do love a lot of
things. Here's the second EDM.
Yeah.
Throwing down. I didn't think that one was very strong.
I mean, it could be better. It was EDM, though.
It was. Going down, it's not going like the sound. Life and food, that's what we wrap around. I feel like already this is better than the previous one. The Mexican keeping it real, Adam. The Southern daddy got that country appeal. Spinning tracks will take you on a ride. Talking about food, ain't nothing to hide. From tacos to
dropping knowledge.
They're going to give you some music before the chorus.
72 degrees in the big city. You're in traffic. Here we go. And it's 692.
I really want to, like, I don't know. I want to be smoking a clove cigarette and be shooting vodka off of a stripper's butthole.
Oh my God, I have this. Right, I wonder if Andy Scott is still listening, because what I would absolutely love would be a jazz torch song about a gay couple named Scott and Drew who had no furniture due to the piano. All right, so jazz torch song. Is torch song two words? A jazz torch song about a gay couple named Scott and Drew who had no furniture due to the piano. That is.
Sing me an example of a jazz torch song.
Oh, won't you play me some jazz, hot baby, and don't ever let it.
So that's called a jazz torch song?
A torch song is just, it's a female singer. It's the seductive female singer doing that. You know what? Let's
is
Google
it like
this.
Jessica, no, let's go. Jessica Rogers or whatever?
What is in that, torch Jessica song?
It's the redhead in the cartoon movie.
It is a sentimental ballad about unrequited love, usually sung by women.
I see.
So here we go. We're gonna listen to this song of unrequited love about Scott and Drew. I don't know. I have to create the song first. I'm just like, it's sad. I think Auntie Scott's already turned over to Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan. A smoky old bar where the tunes set the moon. Scott and Drew would always meet. Hearts intertwined, glued with no furniture at home. They danced on the floor. Lost in each other's arms, they didn't need anything more. Scott strummed his guitar, Drew played the keys. Their love was like a melody that put their souls at ease. No couch or dining table, just a grand piano in sight. But are we still on the same song?
Shining bright,
I mean, they really write some
they
long
do.
Songs.
They do.
I'm gonna try to see if it'll be more brief.
Can you tell it a length of time? I want.
Hold on.
30 seconds.
Here we go. Here we go. Chorus.
In a world where they had no furniture to keep, their home was a song. It was a lost story.
This one's not really catchy. It's not. It's not something I'm going to be humming later.
Oh, come on, come on. Oh, but Scott and to Drew. The mix. Hold on. I'm gonna be... Oh, Scott and Drew, the music they made, a love so true, not a single note would fade. Look at that. Look at that. I am so sad that Auntie Scott can't hear this right now because this is great. Let's listen to the second version.
I wonder if it can do like commercial theme songs. Like I want a 30-second commercial for toothpaste.
All right, let's try it. Let's try it. So what, let's see, custom mode. Get started. Enter your own lyrics or make random lyrics. What style of music? What are you doing? Is that me? Is that you?
It's me.
Jesus Christ. No, I don't think I want to go into custom mode. All right. So what would you like? What would you like? So tell me what you want. You said,
I don't know, a tropical themes song for a TV advertisement.
How about selling. A Caribbean?
Sure.
Is it C-A-R-I-B-B-E-N?
It'll know what you're talking about.
It a Caribbian theme. What was it? Auntie Scott, Caribbean, did you? Oh, my God. Caribbean Auntie Scott, themed. Tell me. Auntie Scott told me. Tell me you heard the song. Did you hear the song? Not you. No, stop, stop. Stop, stop it, stop it. I heard, all right, hold on. Adam, stop. All right, so Auntie Scott, here, this is the song for you and Drew. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Smoky old bar where the tune set the mood. Scott and Drew would always meet, hearts intertwined glue, with no furniture at home. They danced on the floor.
This is what you'd hear on Crystal Cruises. Arms.
They didn't need anything more. Scott strummed his guitar. Drew played the keys. Their love was like a melody that put their souls at ease. No couch or dining table. Just a grand piano in sight, but their love filled the empty space, shining bright as daylight. Oh, Scott and Drew, the music they made. A love so true, not a single note would fade. In a world where they had no furniture to keep, their home was a song. It was a love story on repeat.
Oh, come on, that was good, right? That was good. That was good. That was good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, it does make me want to like be smoking a big fat joint and with in one hand and like a martini in the other. I don't know. There's something it evokes.
Yeah. All right. I have downloaded it. Auntie Scott, I will send it to you when we're done here. So you wanted to know if it would do a commercial thing. So you wanted a like a 30 second. So to
yeah,
see
like
if it'll do a short.
Second, okay.
So tell me what, all right. A Caribbean
30-second Caribbean themed toothpaste commercial about a mango flavored toothpaste. I feel like that's enough information. It whitens whites and brightens brights.
A 30-second Caribbean themed toothpaste commercial about a new flavor called mango. Sure. We'll find out. We're going to find out right now. It's going out there. What is that fucking beep?
What, Daniel? I don't hear anything.
Are you gaslighting me? You are hearing it, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, well, I know what you've been talking about, that you've been hearing something.
But you've not heard it, is what you're saying.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Brush your teeth, feeling fine. Got a taste that blows my mind. Mango flavor, oh so sweet. Gonna make my smile complete.
It's no, it's already too long.
No, it's only 17 seconds.
Oh, okay.
By the way, that was 30 seconds, but
it sounds like the same girl from Auntie Scott and Auntie Uncle Scott. Drew's song.
You know
before.
What? She's a very busy lady.
She's
all right,
busy.
Hold on. All right,
and
here's version number two. Let's see if it's anything.
Feeling fine, got a taste that blows my mind. Mango flavor, oh so sweet, gonna make my smile complete.
This might be 30 seconds.
Riding waves on a sunny day, feeling fresh in a tropical way. Mango flavor.
They like the auto-tune. And Suno likes auto-tune. 23,
24. Yeah, they're not going to make it.
Mango Fresh. Get beat.
Mango Fresh. It will also just do instrumental.
I like the little instrumental breaks that okay. It does in some
here,
of these.
Here, all right. If you wanted to choose, all right, a heavily orchestrated song that prominently features the trumpet.
Easy for you to say.
A heavily orchestrated song that prominently features the trumpet section. What would you like? Would you like an upbeat? It should be upbeat.
Upbeat, yeah.
Upbeat and cinematic. All right, let's see. Let's see what we get. Let's see what we get. Oh, shit. Oh, how do I stop it?
In the mail.
Oh, you got your new iPad Pro. Nice.
Well, this
you
know is the holder.
I priced it out the other day, and even with my trade-in, it was going to be like $1,200 for the one that I wanted. And I was like, I was like, what does Big Fatty do? I was just like, I don't think I need that. All right, it already did it, but I think it has lyrics. So I'm gonna do it again without lyrics.
Oh, you have to check the little box. Yeah. Instrumental.
Yeah, what is it? All right, these are the lyrics it thinks just from that prompt. A heavily orchestrated song that prominently features the trumpet section, upbeat and cinematic. These are lyrics that it came up with for that. Those aren't trumpets, those are violins. No trumpets in that.
No, that's singer. That's a choir. And,
all right. Here's the instrumental only.
No
again,
trumpets.
Yeah,
yet.
That's
synth.
Maybe I should have said brass. The silent trumpet. It's not over yet, though. Maybe it features them prominently with one note.
Those would be very punchy with brass instruments. Why did they leave brass out of that?
All right, version two. Again, with the fucking violins.
It's all
right,
strings.
So what should I, a heavily orchestrated song that prominently features... So what I should say is a heavily orchestrated brass song that prominently features the trumpet section. Upbeat and cinematic. Yeah. Okay. You think if I say brass song that it'll
sure.
That'll switch. Brass has a lot of tariffs these days too.
I tried to get a marching band fanfare and they always ended up sounding like John Philip Sousa.
Did you get one? Try it.
I already did it. See how John Philip Sousa that is?
Yeah. But that's kind of how all of them are, right? I love that though. Is there an what's the second version?
The second version is
that almost sounds like a Calliope piece. All right, this is
I need to stand up. All right, people listening may not see that.
Adam, no. You mean level 13. Okay, yeah. Adam, I would like to proudly now present to you the finished instrumental, heavily orchestrated brass song that prominently features a trumpet section. Upbeat and cinematic. It's called Brassy Skies.
Brassy Skies.
That's what he named it.
97.3.
Here we go. It's a fucking violin.
It is very cinematic, though.
It'd sure be nice
with some trumpets. I feel like they'd really add some punch.
Hey, one more try.
No, it's all strings.
I give up. I can't. How about this?
What? All of mine have trumpets. If I needed some peppy, like, marching band background music for Kiki Gay.
All right, I've got one.
This isn't bad, actually.
What is this one? What was the prompt for this one?
A fanfare with a lot of high trumpets should be fitting to play at an American football game. But this is, there's trumpet.
That's like woodwinds.
That is, but there was trumpets anyway. It's very Baroque sounding. It's not really football gamey. It's more Baroque.
I'm going to be Baroque after I use all these credits. Adam, I'd like to present to you an upbeat intro to a podcast where two gay friends talk about their lives as an instrumental. It's called Rainbow Love. Here we go. Friday night, 12:32 a.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. There's a different. Yeah.
But all these do make you want to be a radio DJ and be like, 11:33 p.m. in the Central Time here on 97.5 the Mix.
All right. So here's the second version. Coming at you from the middle of America, it's The Mix. Sorry. I've wasted our time with that.
No, you haven't.
So, Suno, where is that fucking beam coming from?
What noise?
I've disabled the AI companion.
Chat room, we're not hearing a noise, are we? There's no noise.
Can you generate a summary of this meeting for me? All right, it's now going
Why,
to... Why,
certainly,
see. Let's
Daniel.
See. Let's see what is that. Now, this is not ChatGPT or Google. This is... The meeting involved Adam Burns and Daniel Brewer discussing various topics ranging from personal anecdotes to work-related matters. They started with Adam's recent break and his plans to take a co-hosted AI podcast. They also discussed the recent AI developments and their impact of their work. Daniel introduced a new segment called Throwing Down the Gauntlet, where they play a song and Adam has to name the artist and genre.
What? What the hell? No. Yeah, use that. Use that for our show notes.
You don't remember when we when we created and played Throw.
Wow, I didn't think it was that funny, but
Throw Down the Gauntlet.
Throw Down the Gauntlet, the new. I completely forgot. We had a completely new segment called Throwing Down the Gauntlet in tonight's show. He is
even
done.
The rules to it are ridiculous. Where they play a song and Adam has to name the artist and genre.
Yeah, because you gotta throw down the gauntlet. You gotta, that's what you do.
They also played a game where Adam had to answer questions from the New York Times news quiz. Towards the end, they discussed the possibility of Adam taking a co-pilot role at work and the challenges that come with it. They also talked about their favorite songs and how they could be reimagined in different genres.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't.
This was, I don't, this, I don't first think, of all, yeah, they yeah. do not use ChatGPT. They use some janky model they built in their basement. What? I mean, what is
it's
that?
It's time to play Throwing It Down. What was it?
Throw Down the Gauntlet. Throwing Down the Gauntlet.
Throwing Down the Gauntlet. The TDTG. That's right. Throw Down that Gauntlet. All right, I want to make a better song. I want to make a cool song. Let's see.
But you totally could. Instead of pay like a shop, instead of paying to play music, they could just make a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
And make a, like a radio station of all like custom songs.
Write me the lyrics to a song about a podcast called The Mix and how it is much better than the other podcasts called Big Fatty Online. Big Fatty Online. I'm gonna list them. Other podcasts. Who else can we pick on? Big Fatty Online. Pod is my co-pilot.
I feel like I'm graduating. I'm walking across the stage. Adam Burns. Oh. This is a theme and variations, I guess. I don't know.
All right. I'm so sorry for those of you who are
listening to typing and classical music.
All right. Here's the proposed lyrics to this new song. Tune into The Mix, the show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel, they're answering the call, talking about their lives, tech, and pop culture dreams. They're the podcast kings ruling the streams. And then we go into a little chorus here. The Mix, it's the best, better than the rest. Forget Big Fatty Online and all the rest. Pod is my co-pilot, can't compete, and the little fatty cast takes a back seat. From gadgets and gizmos to the latest trends, Adam and Daniel are your podcast friends, sharing their stories, laughing every day. The Mix is a show that makes you want to stay. The Mix is the best, better than the rest.
It for needs big, to be a rap.
All right. When you want the best in talking fun, tune in. The Mix is number one. All right. I think we don't want another. You know what I'm saying? We don't want more verses.
No, we
just want those two verses. All right, so I'm gonna copy this.
So what, you had ChatGPT write that?
And yeah, then you're gonna, I had ChatGPT write this. All right, so I'm gonna copy this over into a Notepad so that we can edit it, because ChatGPT won't let me edit, because, you know, it's not a fucking editor. Let's go over here. All right, tune into the Mix, chorus, from gadgets to gizmos, chorus. All right, and then, oh, they call this the bridge. When you want the best in talk and fun, tune into The Mix. It's number one. From tech talk to pop culture bliss, Adam and Daniel, you don't want to miss. Oh, but here's the outro. So here's the outro. So if you're looking for a podcast that's supreme, join The Mix and live the dream. Adam and Daniel bringing you the best. The Mix is the show that outshines the rest. Yeah, The Mix is the show that outshines. Yeah, I like the outro. So I'm going to get rid of... You know, that's very loud, right?
No. I mean, yeah, it's not loud here, but yeah, I know that you are hearing it loud, and I keep trying to turn it down and it doesn't work. So I'm just, you're going to have to deal with it being loud.
All right. I'm going to give these lyrics to Suno. So we want to go into custom mode here. Yeah, welcome to custom mode. Enter your own lyrics. Please accept our terms to make a song. Oh, yeah, I accept your terms. Sure. What are your terms? Sure, whatever. Yeah,
You're selling your soul to Satan.
I accept them. I've accepted your terms. All right. Style of music. What style of music would you like for our new theme song, Adam? The Mix is better than the rest.
Boy band.
Oh, I love that. Title. Better than the rest. Okay, I'm gonna generate this song now, Adam. Here we go. I'm gonna generate this.
Here we go. Here we go. Drum roll, please. We are generating the song as we speak.
We're not.
Song is generally.
Here we go. We're ready. Here we go. Here. Version number one.
Tune into the Mix. The show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel answering the call. Talking about their lives, taking pop culture dreams. Like the podcast beams, ruling the streams. Ruling the streams. The Mix is the best. Gadgets and gizmos to the latest trends. Adam and Daniel are your podcast friends. Sharing their stories, laughing every day. The Mix is the show that makes you wanna stay.
All right, hold on. I gotta point out, they said, pod is my copilot.
I didn't notice that.
It's right here. There you go. That's version.
It's kind of an anticlimactic, climatic ending.
Right. Let's see if the next one can actually pronounce "Pod is my co-pilot." Pod is my co-pilot.
Pod is my co-pilot.
Okay.
ruling the streets. The mix is the best, better than the rest. Forget Big Betty online and all the rest. Parties like a bee, like can't compete. And the little Betty cast is a patsy. From gadgets and gizmos to the latest trends. Adam and Daniel are your podcast friends. Sharing their stories, laughing every day. The mix is a show that makes you want to stay. The mix is the show that makes you want to stay. The mix is the best, better than the rest.
All right, yeah. All right, I feel like I'm now going to change it from Pod is my co-pilot to actual, like, co, you know, like I'm going to make it two words. Co-pilot.
You type pilot as pile it.
Yeah. Oh, I should. Co-pile it. No, but I've got co-space pilot. So I think it was just thinking, oh, it's French.
Copilot. Copilot.
Copilet. Copilet. All right. So can I get a different style, please, Adam? Not boy band. Something else that we can try this again with.
I don't enjoy this music style at all, so I don't know why this is coming to my mind.
Metal?
Reggae.
Really? I don't enjoy that either.
Well, then don't do it.
All right. I'm
going to do metal.
I feel like gospel. I feel like we haven't done gospel.
Gospel? Let's okay, do gospel. Sure. Yeah, gospel.
You're like, again, I hit the button expecting that I'm going to play it, but it actually has to actually write the fucking song. So you
already,
know, I have
already
to get
so
it.
Spoiled, Daniel. Like, but in the past, we would have to find writers, have
right,
them
exactly,
write,
exactly,
pay them thousands of dollars,
thousands,
get a person, a composer to compose the music, then a band, you know, to record. You know, you'd be like 20.
I know.
I don't have.
You'd be out. You'd be out. Much. Here we go, Adam. Better than the rest.
Tune into the mix. The show that.
Why are they using auto-tune on a gospel song?
Forget Big Daddy online and all the rest. Pod is my co-pilot. Can't compete. And little Daddy Cast takes a backseat. From gadgets and gizmos to the latest trends.
Yeah, it does. It does sound country. It sounds very
country. Yeah, it sounds very country, yeah.
Let's try another.
Tune into the mix, the show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel,
it's more R&B, really.
This is also country.
All right, let's do.
It's like what's his name? Like Randy Travis or
R&B? Should I just do R&B?
You can do R&B, yeah.
R&B. Let's try that.
ADAM DAN. IEL.
What?
RESPECT.
Oh. Soul. Oh, soul. Yeah, that soul would be good. All right, here's R&B.
Tune into the mix, the show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel, they're
answering the call.
Talking about their lives, tech and pop culture dreams.
Voices sound very auto-tuned. I don't know if it's a choice that's being made. Oh, did she say pilot correctly?
Yes.
I wasn't even paying attention.
She did.
Okay.
All right. Let's see our second R&B choice here.
Tune into the mix. The show that's got it all.
Let's jump
Adam
up.
And Daniel, let's jump up the call.
Oh, I can't.
Talking about the lives, tech and pop culture dreams. They're the podcast kings ruling the streets.
Oh, we're the podcast
mix
kings.
Is the best, than the rest.
Ruling the streets.
Forget Big Fatty
Forget
Online.
Big Fatty Online and all the rest.
Hot is my co-pilot, can't compete.
Hot is my co-pilot, can't compete.
can't compete, and the little fatty cat takes a backseat. From gadgets and gizmos to the latest trends, Adam and Daniel are your podcast friends, sharing their stories, laughing every day. The mix is the show.
I feel like there's one more style I want to try here. I really want to try folk. Folk.
Like bluegrass. I would say like bluegrass.
Adam and Daniel are your podcast friends. Sharing their stories, laughing every
day. A picking and a grinning, you know, like a mandolin, a steel guitar, spoons.
Here we go, Adam.
Tune into the mix, the show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel, they're answering the call. Talking about their lives, tech and pop culture dreams. They're the podcast kings, ruling the streams. The mix is the best, better than the rest. Forget Big Fatty, online the rest. Pod is my co-pilot, can't compete. And the little fatty cast takes a back seat.
All right, let's version number two of the folk.
Tune into the mix, the show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel, they're answering the call. Talking about their lives, tech and pop culture dreams. They're the podcast kings ruling the stream.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Any other style before we give up on this particular bit? I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't do alt rock. I mean, I feel like that's kind of in our wheelhouse.
What's Journey?
Yeah, that's like alt rock. Yeah, Journey is alt rock. That's like, it's 80s rock, but alt rock streams from yacht rock. No, is Journey yacht rock? I would think yacht rock is more like Jimmy Buffett.
I don't know, but I like Journey. I like Chicago.
Here we go. Alt rock song, Adam. The alt rock theme song to the mix.
Into the mix, the show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel, they're answering the call. Talking about their lives, second pop culture dreams. They're the podcast kings ruling the streams. The mix is the best, better than the rest. Forget Big Fatty Online and all the rest. Part is my call.
I like this. Let's see what their second Do we like that one? Do we like it? I want to change this lyric. I feel like the little fatty cast takes a backseat is too wordy. I want to say, and the little fatty cast is
sucks.
Weak. Is weak. Yeah. And the little fatty cast is weak. Okay. Did I put a period there? I kind of like the alt rock. Do you want to stick with the alt rock, or do you want to try yacht rock?
No, I'm okay with alt rock. I feel like yacht rock is going to be like Jimmy Buffett, which is not.
Yeah, I feel like I like that one though. I like that. I like the first one better than the second one. Yes. This one.
I don't remember.
Like I like the chorus more in this one though. Not this part, but when they get to the chorus, I think.
This is when they make a cartoon of our podcast. this will be the theme song of that cartoon.
All right, here we go. This is the alt rock with the new lyrics. I literally changed one word. All right, here we go. Yeah, not a fan. Here's the next one. Tune into the mix, the show that's got it all. Adam and Daniel, they're answering the call. Talking about their lives, taking pop culture dreams. They're the podcast kings, rule the streams. The mix is the best, better than the rest. Forget Big Fatty Online and all the rest. Party's not co-pilot, can't compete. And a little fatty cast is weak.
Solid.
Yeah, we do bring you the whatever we bring you.
You don't even know what we bring you.
Whatever we bring people, we bring.
I don't know. We just bring it. All right, I'm tired of doing this now.
Oh, okay.
No, of podcast. We've killed these lyrics. Let's go back to doing some more random shit. Does anyone have anything that you'd particularly love to hear created? Kathy Marshall, I know that you are a very inventive and creative person, and also you're probably the only person in the chat room still awake. So
I have to pee.
All right, yeah, go ahead. So go ahead and pee. Yeah, it'll take a while.
You guys discuss.
Yeah, it'll take a while to do that. Oh, Auntie Scott, is there any particular thing you would like to hear a theme song about? Or I mean, not a theme song, but a song about? Instruction manual. Okay. What style song would you like the IKEA table instruction song to be in? Country children's. Acid rock. Okay. An acid rock song describing how to put together an IKEA table named Blork. Is that it? All right, let's see. Let me go back up here. It's like an instruction manual, like IKEA table. Acid. Okay, so an acid rock song describing how to put together an IKEA table named Blork. All right, let's. I'm not even sure what acid rock is. What is acid rock? Is there any examples of acid rock? There is either one of the cats learn how to pee in the toilet, or was that you? Was that your toilet? Is that how loud his mic is that I'm hearing him flush his toilet? Was that your toilet? Or was that, I thought it was here in the house. I was just like going, oh my God, someone is flushing a toilet right next to me.
Well, I did flush my toilet, but I don't know if you heard my toilet or some other toilet. How could I know that?
All right, here we go, Auntie Scott, just for you, an acid rock song describing how to put together an IKEA table named Blork.
Sanity. I'm about to embark on a twisted journey straight.
Here's your second version. We won't play the whole thing unless it's really good. I just want to hear this verse. Yeah, no. I like the first version way better. All right, Adam, is there, did Kathy Marshall give us anything? A Carol King sounding song about a woman who lives in San Francisco who worked for Microsoft Research.
No, I was listening to the IKEA table.
All right.
That's not something you hear every day.
Oh, I should have thrown in that she electrocuted eels. All right, I'll do that in the next pass of this. This is highly addictive. I'm sorry if this is boring to anyone, but my God, this is awesome. Here it is, Kathy Marshall, City Lights.
She's a woman by the bay, living life in the haze. San Francisco streets, guiding her through the days. Work for Microsoft Research, brainiac with grace. Carol King vibes, she's got that soulful embrace. With her heart on her sleeve, she writes code that's divine. In the land of innovation, her talents shine from Silicon Valley dreams to the Golden Gate Bridge. She's got that Carole King sound, her spirit won't fidget. City lights, they guide her in the dark. San Francisco, she's the queen with the spotlight song, the Carole King.
You stupid AI, you're supposed to do it.
It keeps saying Carole King.
You're supposed to do it in the style of Carole King, not just keep saying in the style of Carole King.
It is, Daniel, that's how you do it. The style of Carole King, just say Carole King over and over and over in the lyrics.
She's a woman by the bay, living life in the haze.
All right, I'm going to modify this. Let's see. A song about a woman who lives in San Francisco who worked for Microsoft Research. She wants electric.
Until one day she was hit by a meteorite.
Eels.
And developed special powers.
She wants electrocuted eels in Connecticut. That's a true story.
No one knows whether she's lesbian or straight.
In the style of Carol, is it C-A-R-O-L-E King? Is that maybe why it didn't?
I'm not a good speller.
Carol. Yeah, C-A-R-O-L-E King. And that's part of it is I spelled it just Carol King and it when it Googled. All right, I'm going to do this and see what the limits are. If this doesn't work, Kathy Marshall, then I will do it in a style of your choosing.
Ragtime.
Ragtime. Yeah. Kathy Marshall, here's Kathy Marshall.
Or in the style of that singing group in the conundrum. What's the name? The forum, the forte, the foyer of the independence. Whatever.
We should do those an acapella singers, song.
Acapella gospel yeah. sounding.
Do it in the style. All right, here's the Carole King.
She's a woman by the bay, living life in the hay.
This sounds like a coffee commercial.
San Francisco streets.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, you know?
Work for Microsoft Research, brainiac with grace, Carole King vibes. She's got
no, you're replaying one that you already
brains.
Played.
Am I?
Yeah, no. You are.
No, I'm not.
You already played that one.
No, those are the same. Those are the same lyrics, but I told it to do it.
She's a woman by the bay, living life in the haze. San Francisco.
Oh wait, no, you're right.
It sounds exactly the same.
Oh, I never hit create.
Oh, good, good. I'm like, you're playing ones we've already heard.
The song it couldn't do it. That's why it hit a wall. It can't do it in the style of a.
It has hit a wall.
So I'm going to get rid of in the style of Carole King because it's hit the rails. It said, "Hey, I can't rip off a known artist." So I'm going to say, "What did we say? A ragtime?
Ragtime? Yeah.
Ragtime." Song about a woman who lives in San Francisco.
With lots of trumpets, because then we'll get strings.
We'll get strings, because trumpets are the new strings, man, or strings are the new trumpet. One or the other. I'm not sure.
Well, we laugh, but it's amazing the things that...
Oh, no, this is amazing that it's doing this shit. This is the Enterprise. This is us sitting on a holodeck saying like, yeah, now make a piano player that plays this or whatever. It's like, here we go, Adam, a piano-driven ragtime lively song.
Well, Kathy Marshall.
In San Francisco. Where she makes her home, she's got the rhythm, she's got the soul. Working for Microsoft, playing with codes, electrifying their minds, defying. Once in Connecticut, she had a secret thrill, electrocuting ears up on a hill. Zapping through the wire.
I don't think ragtime is our thing here. Let's see. I don't like this.
It sounds like they'd be playing this in one of those saloons in a black and white western. You know? The madam of the house would be over at the piano wearing her big red dress.
I think this is all instrumental. Let's see. How about a pop song?
A Lady Terry-esque.
An upbeat pop song about a woman who lives in San Francisco who worked for Microsoft Research. She once electrocuted eels in Connecticut. That was at Yale, Adam. It's well known. The us Yaleys well know the tale of Cassie Marshall and the electrocuted eels.
Cassie Marshall.
Yeah, that's what the people that know her, you know, because upper society Northeast.
Yeah, I mean, if you know her,
Cassie,
you can call her
Cassie
Marshall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Neon lights shining bright. In the city night, she's a woman full of dreams in the San Francisco scene. Microsoft Research, where she made a mark. But her heart.
is searching for something more deep in her heart. She wants electrocuted eels in Connecticut town. A scientist at heart, never afraid to get down. But the city called her name.
I don't even know the relevance of electrocuting eels. I don't know why it's funny.
All right, that was version one. Version two.
Yeah. Shine bright like a diamond.
Full of dreams in the San Francisco sea. Microsoft Research, where she made her mark. But her heart was searching for something more deep in her heart. She wants electrocuted eels in Connecticut town. A scientist at heart. Never afraid to get down.
I just want to get to the chorus and then I'll bail.
With the city called her name, with the city called her name, with its alone so strong, leaving behind her past. She knew she didn't belong. Oh, electric dream. She's dancing in the city light.
I really want to be like.
Yeah.
I'm tripping on fuzzies or whatever.
Do you?
When
do you?
I hear, yeah.
Do you? How about we do this?
Goofballs.
How
about we do buzzing this? On goofballs. What hey. Do you say?
70s.
I know I'm repeating myself, but
70s.
It's very, I've never been to a rave in my life. So I don't even know.
Disco song about a gay man who.
But I can only imagine.
Arkansas. Who plays trumpet.
That raves sound like that.
For a Baptist church. Yeah, Adam, I'm going to do that just for you. Tripping on Tusi. I don't know what that is. Well, this song, Adam, is not done yet, but it's called Arkansas Disco Man. I feel like this is the best. I feel like that was one to go for. But right now, Adam, I need to tell you.
Tune into the mix.
I need you
Goodnight,
to hear this
Auntie
song.
Scott.
I need you to hear this song about a gay man who lives in Arkansas who plays the trumpet for a Baptist church.
Spreading love everywhere in a small town. He stands out with his color full of tire, but
life authentically, proud of who he is, playing the trumpet with that passion.
Yeah, all right. I feel like that could be better.
Yeah, it sounds like an 80s theme song still in some places.
Disney. What do you call those?
What do you call what? You said a Disney princess. What do you call those? A Disney princess? Like, what do you...
A Disney princess theme song would be... All right, I feel like I'm keeping everyone awake here. Is there anything... You know what? I do. I want a song.
I really, really, really want
a... About a girl named Sydney. And how she always gets confused. People always confuse her with a dog named Sydney.
Kathy Marshall says, how about one about a dog named Tabitha who pees when she's excited?
Oh my God, that would be great. Okay. A song about a... What kind of dog is she?
Cocker spaniel. Yeah.
About a cocker spaniel named Tabitha?
Tabitha.
That pees every time they see Adam. What style would you like this, or should I just let it decide?
Can you do one like the I Dream of Jeannie theme song?
I think so.
I'm sure that's a style.
I said a TV theme song, but I could probably have said a 70s TV theme song. Maybe I could have. Let's see what it comes up with.
No, she's a Cocker Spaniel. Yeah. My parents have always had Cocker Spaniels. I had a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel who died horribly.
That was
Katie.
I remember Katie. All right, here we go.
She was a Cavalier King Charles.
It's a brand new day, time to go ahead. And Tabitha's the name, Cocker Spaniel, so fine. When she sees Adam, she loses her mind. Running in circles, jumping with glee. Her little bladder can't hold the pee. She's got a cute face.
It sounds like a Depends commercial or something. Wagging her tail.
But when it comes to Adam, she just can't prevail. Tailwagging balls tapping, it's a brand new day. Time to go happening, Tabitha's the name. A cocker spaniel so fine, but when she sees Adam, she loses her mind. Running in circles, jumping with glee, her little bladder can't hold the pee. She's got a cute face, wagging her tail.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of that one. Alright. I feel like I now have to send... What was I supposed to send to...
You were supposed to send that...
Oh, I already
Scott and Drew song to...
I already downloaded it, so... It shouldn't be difficult.
I think he liked several of them, but I think he wanted the Scott and Drew one specifically. Kathy Marshall wanted the... all the ones about Kathy Marshall living in San Francisco. You can email those to her.
No, she says no, I don't want those. She says no, Adam, you're lying. You're a lying liar who tells lies. Midnight Melodies was the name of the song, Adam, the Auntie Scott and Uncle
Midnight
Drew.
Melodies.
Midnight Melodies, Adam, which is not... The fuck is that? Oh, that's you. Okay. I still feel like this is the winner, Adam. This is the winner.
You know, you could use this as the theme song for our after shows.
Oh, so for the after show.
For the after show, you could start it.
Yeah, so on the after show, I would just start it with...
Fade it, and we're talking.
That's the best. I love this song. This is
the cartoon, the mix. It's like the young Adam and Daniel, like the Muppet Babies. But like us when we were like five,
should
and we're
I send
doing a
it?
Podcast.
Should I send it to Big Fatty online?
Why would
so
he want a
hear?
Theme song about us?
So he could hear how badly we've dissed him. New theme song for the mix. Going to attach. Better than the rest. Oh, it makes me so happy.
I'm saying though, you can use those. You can like put them at the beginning.
No, I know.
Like of the after shows or I don't know, something.
Yeah, I could do that. Just
Kathy Marshall wants the IKEA song.
Okay, the IKEA song. We're taking requests. Hold on, I gotta remember Assembly Nightmare. Was that this one? Alright, let's see. Download audio. I'm very scared because every time I download this, there's an option called video.
Why are you scared?
Does it actually can I download a video? Oh, it's still processing a video. Is it going to make a video for all of these? Let me go back up to the very early ones that I did this evening. Download. There's a video, Adam. It made a video. It made a video. I got to find the one that I like. Come on down to the mix. All right. And there's a video. I'm going to download this video. I can't believe
I don't think they're actually videos.
I'm going to look. Show in the folder the mix.
I just downloaded a video for mine and it's just a static.
It is a generated album art and it has the lyrics. So it's just a lyrics video. This is the one with the welcome to the... We'll hit you hard with the tunes, electrify your soul. No topics off limits, we're out of control. From gadgets and gizmos to the latest trends, the mix is where it's at. Here we go. Welcome to the mix. The only podcast you adore.
You love that line. That's like your favorite.
It is. I love it. I can't.
Are you hearing that? Ba-dum.
Yes. I've been hearing it all fucking night. All right. Yes, Kathy Marshall, I made a video, but the video is just like album art.
Album art.
And lyrics. So it was highlighting the lyrics as it went along, but line by line, like karaoke, it wasn't doing like a TikTok, you know, like every single word. Anyway, Adam, let's say goodnight to the chat room. Good night, chat room. And by chat room,
good
I mean...
Good night, chat room.
Kathy Marshall. Oh, Kathy Marshall, where am I sending this IKEA song?
Send it to Kathy Marshall at MicrosoftResearch.com.
She's no longer at Microsoft Research. Kathy, you're not in my...
Kathy Marshall at EELElectrification.com.
No middle initial... Oh my God, I'm going to misspell this. At gmail.com. No, I see.
No middle initial? Oh, I also don't have a middle initial.
IKEA. Oh my God. I feel like if I send it and say IKEA song, it's going to spam it or whatever. New theme song. I feel like if I say new IKEA, it's going to see a brand name and it's going to be like... Assembly Nightmare is the name of the song. You can't even write emails anymore. Like if you say like, here's the thing, here's the file we requested. That's like every spam message in the world says that. So it's just, no, but really, this really is the file. I'm not spam. This is really this file that you requested. I feel like that's a genuine fucking deal. $96 a year. I have 2,500 credits a month. Each time that I do one of those songs, it's like 20 credits.
Huh. Well, there
and that's,
you go.
And I'm
I
done.
I also have an account, but I'm not using it for anything really. I was just playing.
How many
it.
Credits do you have?
2,960.
Oh yeah. See, you got some mad credits there too. Maybe they roll over.
Maybe.
I love this. This is a whole new thing now. I'm going to be like...
Is it a whole new world?
It's a whole new world. A dazzling place I've never seen. Did we say goodnight to the chat room? You know what? Hold on.
You started
Hold
to.
On. I started then... to, but I have to do this one more thing. I feel like I screwed up. It shouldn't have been a television theme song. It should have been a 70s television theme song for Tabitha the dog.
Tabitha caught a spaniel with a golden comb, shaking her tail as she struts, hitting every note in the 70s groove. She's got the style so fine, but when she sees Adam, she leaves a puddle behind. She's got the disco fever, just like the cop spaniel with a golden coat, shaking her tail.
Is that the part of the theme song where they would show the images of the actors? You know?
Yeah. All right. Before we go, I really do need to know, what am I sending to Joe Batanz? Am I sending him this one?
In a small town cafe where the jukebox plays, two friends came together in the warm summer haze.
Or
in a small town cafe where the jukebox plays.
Both of them.
Two friends came.
Well, remember we also did salsa.
I just think the country ones.
Just the country ones. So not
yeah,
the
just the country ones.
Now.
Life
and not got, that was it. That was it. Those are three. So I have salsa, country, and so you're just saying the country ones.
The country ones. There were the two country ones.
Okay.
He likes a country song for throwing down. I don't think he'll use them, but he may get a kick out of it.
Throwing down 01. I definitely feel like I have a favorite. I feel like number two is my favorite, but download audio. Throwing down 02.
The problem, I mean, I think some of these are good, but the problem is if you wanted to use it for like a podcast theme song,
yeah,
they have too many words and they're too long.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to cut some of them out, yeah. I feel like your best
bet. They're making songs.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your best bet is to go into ChatGPT and generate the lyrics and then just cut them down to just like literally one verse. You know what I'm saying? One verse and a chorus and then doing a bit.
Although they are all kind of cocktails and cream. Cocktails, yes. And cream puffs.
Except for this one, Adam.
Brushing teeth, feeling fine, got a taste that blows my mind. Mango flavor, oh so sweet, gonna make my smile complete. Riding waves on a sunny day, feeling fresh in a tropical way. Mango flavors, they're so cool, clean and teeth, gotta keep it smooth.
The mango toothpaste.
Mango toothpaste.
All right. Good night, chat room. I'm going to say good night.
Good night, chat room.
I'm going to stop recording.